This is Passport to Texas. Size, strength, and speed, important attributes for most high school athletes, unless, of course, the sport is fishing.
You don't have to be the biggest kid or the tallest kid or the most athletic kid to be a bass fisherman. It's all about your knowledge.
Several years ago, Colt Anderson was half of a high school fishing duo. Jonathan Gray was his teammate.
It's kind of like playing golf a little bit, where you have different tools and you have to adapt to the conditions. You can never become perfect at fishing, and so that's kind of the cool thing. You can always improve.
Another factor that makes competitive high school fishing a great sport is that young women can also participate. Marina Collins and Mia Sarter were the only female team at tournaments in which they participated.
It's hard being the only girl team out there. We're going to represent.
This is my first year, so I am a little scared. Man, you just gotta relax and chill. Let's go with it.
Fishing is a terrific way to introduce young people to the outdoors.
Ooh, I think that's the furthest I've cast yet. That felt good. It's really cool being in this club because you get to meet a lot of different people, and we're all one big family. And that's really good to have friends that you can be really close with.
The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.